Terry and the Pirate. Terry, Pat Ryan, April Kane, Burma, and Dude Hennick left the Chinese Field Army headquarters bound for the town of Min Chau, some 40 or more miles into the mountains. The special army truck headed through the narrow mountain passes. But late in the afternoon, the driver took the wrong road. And before he could turn back, an icy blizzard swept down from the rocky hills and the drifting snow stalled the truck. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll learn the fate of our friends. But Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, kids, wouldn't you like to open up a package that would bring you 8 different kinds of exciting fun? Wouldn't you get a kick out of sending secret messages in a code only your special pals could read? And say, did you ever try drawing crazy pictures? And did you ever play the Terry and the Pirates treasure hunt game? Well, listen, boys and girls. All those things are just extra features when you send for your Terryscope. The Terryscope itself is just about the swellest thing you ever saw. You can look around corners with it. It's a periscope, you know. And you can see over fences. A mighty handy thing to have along when you go to a ball game or a parade. And gosh, you can have fun playing G-Man and Submarine. Now, this Terryscope not only has 8 exciting special features, but it's the exact duplicate of the one that Terry made himself, the one you've been hearing about in the show. Yes, sir, you yourself can have a Terryscope exactly like the one that's been such a lifesaver for Terry and his pals. Only yours will be brand new, the keenest looking thing you ever saw. Libby has had this thrilling Terryscope made for you, and is offering it for a limited time only on very special terms. Right now, you can actually get the Terryscope for only 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. Think of it, kids. A Terryscope like the one in the show with 8 extra special features, including exciting new games and secret codes. All that for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. And more than likely, the 2 Libby's labels you need are in your pantry or icebox right this minute. Because they're labels from the 2 grand-tasting juices you've been hearing about on this program. Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice. Just 1 label from each and 10 cents, and the Terryscope is yours. So get your labels right after the show, kids, and just do this. Just print your full name and address and age on the back of 1 label. Then put the labels in an envelope with just 10 cents and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. That word Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. That's the way to get your shiny red and black Terryscope with its tricky picture of Big Stoop and its 8 exciting features. You're sure going to have the time of your life when you get your Terryscope. So send right away to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago. Enclose a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and 1 from Libby's Pineapple Juice and 10 cents. And be sure to give your full name and address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Unable to drive farther, Pat Ryan decided to look for help. As our friends huddled in the truck, snowbound in a dark, lonely Chinese mountain road, Terry said,
"You can't go out alone, Pat. I'll go with you."
"You? No, Terry, you can't go out in this."
"You can't go out alone. Suppose you got lost or fell or..."
"Hey, this is a real blizzard. The windows are all frosted thick. You can't even see out."
"Yeah, just scrape some of that frost off, Burma. Take a look outside. The snow's piled up almost to the windows along here."
"Yeah. This is a man-sized blizzard, all right. The wind is whipping that snow around like sand. Here, I've been sleeping back there."
"Well, there's nothing you could do, beautiful. We plowed into a big drift, and that's all there is to it."
"Yeah, and one of the wheels is off the road, having a chance to get out."
"How about digging our way out?"
"No. Even if we got back on the road, we couldn't go very far. Can't tell where the road ends or begins now."
"Pat and I are going for help."
"Bad as that, huh?"
"And according to the map, there's a village or something near here, right, Duty?"
"Yeah, but you can't make it alone, Pat. Better let me or Terry or the driver go along."
"I'll go with him. The driver can stay here and look after the truck. You watch out for the women."
"Okay, let's get started then. Remember, We don't want anything to happen to the motor. If it fails and the heater won't work, then you folks have got to keep warm.
Yeah, I'll stick close to this truck.
Isn't going to be pleasant, dude. We may be gone for several hours.
Well, that's why you should take Terry.
I'll be ready in a minute, Pat.
Well, put on that heavy leather jacket, the one you got back at the Army headquarters. Boy, I wish we were back there now.
Well, if horses and wishes and all that sort of thing were the same, beggars could ride. We didn't know this storm would come up.
There's not a lot to worry about.
Oh, no. Only whether we freeze or not.
It's a bad storm, Terry. You and Pat be careful out there.
Sure thing, Burma. Keep your chin up in here, see?
Don't you worry, Pat. This is bad, but it could be worse.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not worried, only it's cold out there, it's freezing, and it's as dark as the inside of your hat.
You got a flashlight, Pat?
What? Oh, yeah, sure, I got it.
Gee, it's certainly a lot colder. The floor of this truck is like walking on ice. Will you be warm enough, Terry?
I'll be okie dandy. Well, I'm all set.
All right, Terry, let's go. Now listen, Duty, we're in a tight spot. Yes, you know that.
Yeah.
The storage battery in this truck is going to burn out before long, and you'll have to sit here in the dark. And it's getting colder.
Yeah, I know. I'll do what I can to keep him cheered up.
I know you will. Good luck, fella.
Same to you. You'll make it, Pat. I know you'll get through.
And as soon as Terry and I leave, have the driver start the motor. That'll start the heater, and you'll all keep warm. Oh, yeah. And keep an eye on that driver. He's as nervous as a cat, and I'm afraid he'll get hysterical.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching him.
Well, keep bundled up, all of you. Get out the extra blankets.
You have an idea where you're going, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a spot down the road. And a short road leading into a break in the mountain. Must be somebody there.
How long do you think it'll take? This storm shows no sign of a let-up.
We'll make the best time we can, Burma. Now, I don't want anyone to worry. Come along, Terry.
All set. Bye, Burma.
Well, so long,
Terry. Good luck.
Lots of luck.
Well, they're gone. I hope they find their way to, well, wherever it is.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they get down the road a bit, they'll probably see some lights.
All we need is someone with a sleigh or...
You got no lights. Snow much bad. No see anything, Missy. People got lost. Cold, freezing, bad tonight.
You don't know anything about it.
Yes, Missy. Easy to freeze. Look, see outside. All turn about
direction. You better save your breath.
Yeah, and start that motor. We can use a little more heat in here.
Thank goodness April is quiet. She's a good little scout not to get panicky.
Say, she's all right. Plus, we won't notice the heat for a few moments. This truck is like a barn. It'll take a while to warm up.
It'll take me a year to get these old bones defrosted.
You can swing your arms, slap yourself, keep warm.
Yeah, I'll knock myself out. Yeah, I can sit on my hands, too, but what about my feet?
Oh, maybe you're just hungry.
Maybe I am. You take a look at the food they pile into this truck, you lose your appetite, too.
Oh, not so good, huh?
Oh, it's good, hearty fare, and it's all frozen solid. There's hardtack and water and some kind of stuff that looks like whale blubber.
Well, if you're hungry, you'll eat it and like it.
Well, in that case, I'll hold out a little longer. All I can think of is warm food, turkey, dressing. Oh, I can almost smell it.
That's gasoline you smell, Burma.
Oh, maybe I'm already frozen and don't know it, but I can dream, can't I?
Sure.
That's better. Heater will warm things up a bit.
Yeah, and the motor will keep the lights going, too.
Oh, yeah, Shabby, all same, all right till the gas go out. Signal broke up. Gas go out any time now, Missy.
Yeah, Burma, the gas gauge is broken.
You think they'll make it, dude? I mean, it's so cold, and the snow's so deep, and it's so hard to tell where they're going.
Sure they will, lady, sure. They'll find help in no time at all.
Sure. Well, we got plenty of blankets and food enough. All you have to do is keep our chins up.
Yeah, and that ought to be easy. I mean, you can make a couple of wise cracks.
I don't feel very funny, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know. Neither do I. But there's no use crying about it.
Who's crying?
Well, you know what I mean. But we're better off being here than Terry and Pat are out there. I never thought I'd be grounded in a blizzard in China. I've had a lot of things happen to me, but nothing like this.
Yeah. Even the dragon lady wasn't quite as hard to beat.
That's the way old Lady Nature is. I've never seen her to fail. I've flown over the invaders' lines, been shot at. I've been in a lot of bad spots. Come to think of it, when Mother Nature gets on your trail, she nearly always has her own way.
Yeah, like right now. It seems just like there was somebody angry at us out there. Somebody trying to bury us under the snow, freezes.
Steady, lady, steady. We can always feel better by thinking how bad old the other fellow is. And if it comes right down to it, well, Terry and Pat are a lot worse off than we are. All right, Terry?
Yeah. Right along with you. This wind takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a sign or something. Pick it up over there. Take a look. Flash my light.
Yeah. You sure we're going right?
We're following the road for more than 10 minutes. Pick the snow off the sign. That's a big help. Can you read that sign?
Yeah, read Chinese. I think that word there means miles.
2 or 50, it's all the same at the rate we've been going. We'll make it, fella. Get the bow?
All right, so far. How about you?
In the pink. In the pink.
So dark, if you didn't have your flashlight, we'd be out of luck. Wish we could make a shortcut off this road and...
That's a night time, my boy. We'll stick to the road and see
what...
Well,
it's hard to tell where the road is sometimes. What's the trouble, Pat?
Well, now we are out of luck. We won't have the flashlight anymore. Battery's burned out. From now on, we'll travel in the dark.
Well, can we follow this road in the dark?
Got to. Got to find help and mighty soon. The folks back in the truck are dependent on us. If we don't get help, that motor can't provide heat. They may freeze. We got to keep going, Terry.
The battle against the blizzard has only just begun. But there's even a more thrilling battle just ahead for Terry and Pat Ryan. Yes, and in just a moment, I'll tell you of a third battle that is sure to be unusual. Now, let me remind you, boys and girls, that you can get a Terryscope just like the one in the show. You can see around corners with it the way Terry does and find out what's going on behind you without turning your head. Many's the time you'll have the other kids plenty puzzled if you have a Terryscope. Now, to get yours, just do this. Take a label from a can of that swell Libby's tomato juice and another from Libby's pineapple juice. On the back of one, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Get your labels and dime into the mail tonight so you'll get your Terry scope quick. Boy, will you be thrilled when it comes. There's all kinds of fun for you in the Terry scope. Why, it's got secret codes you can use with your special pals, and new games, and a swell trick you can do with a picture of Big Stoop, making him get real tall and then very short. So send in your Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice labels with just 10 cents right away. Enclose your full name, address, and age, and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby will shoot your Terryscope right back. Now, you've heard little April Kane sing, and maybe you think she's rather silly at times. You've heard Burma make a lot of wisecracks, and even Jude Hennick will laugh in the face of danger. But in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, you'll see how these Americans stick together when the threat of freezing confronts them. Yes, that's a battle of brave spirits against the harsh elements of snow and wind. A battle you'll be glad to hear.